American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
And here we go. It is a Sunday Gun Day Fun Day. Welcome inside the Carr Firearms Group studios. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom. The Sig Sauer microphone is fired up on hundreds of radio stations around the nation, all coming to you from the Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center. And by the way, guys, this hour is being brought to you by BudsGunShop.com, online retailer of Armed American Radio, and X Insurance presents it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how the heck are you, my brother?
I am not doing too bad. And by the way, happy birthday, Mark.
Well, thank you. I have a Cinco de Mayo birthday. You remembered. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I hope you got some tacos at some point.
No, not today. Today I did a huge crab boil. It's the first time in 18 years we haven't had tacos, and everybody loved the big crab boil.
Okay, well, you know, change it up every now and then.
I don't know if you've seen the price of that stuff lately.
Yes. That's why I said tacos. It's cheaper.
I made sure everybody ate every last thing, including every piece of corn on the cob, because, yeah, that was, but, oh, man, was it good. I'm paying for it right now, though, because we just knocked it out about an hour ago. But thanks for that. Appreciate it very much. We have some birthday wishes for our guest coming up here in just a moment as well. Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where they can watch the program in high definition, as long as they're not driving, please, and listen and participate in the chat? Thank you so much for that.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you'll see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link, and if you missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
And it is high definition, too. Let's go right to the phones. Alan Gottlieb gets us started today on Cinco de Mayo. Alan, how the heck are you? Welcome in, and a happy birthday to you. Yours was 3 days ago. It's 3 days before mine. Every year, birthday wishes to us. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm always 3 days ahead of you. Happy birthday, Mark.
I'd say more than 3 days, but yeah, that will never change. And let's not forget my little puppy dog, Hooey, otherwise known as Riley. Her birthday shares the same as you do. So it's easy for us to remember.
Great?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a birthday weekend. So, Alan, a lot going on here. Last week, we didn't have an opportunity to talk about where I'm going to go with you on the broadcast because the news didn't hit until Monday. But let's go to SCOTUS. There's a lot of information out there, and I know a lot of listeners around the country want to know what's happening with the Supreme Court now putting five cases in conference, two of which are Second Amendment Foundation cases for May 16th. This is incredibly important, and I want you to stress how important it is and exactly what's going on here and what the implications are. Let's go into some details.
Okay, I'll do that, but it's actually, we're really excited at the Second Amendment Foundation because not only have two cases in conference, but we have one that's already been accepted to have oral arguments,
right,
the Vanderstock case. So the bottom line here is that, you know, we've never had three cases sitting in front of the Supreme Court at the same time that they're actually considering. So anyway, for your listeners that don't realize what conference means, is before a case gets actually taken and granted cert, in most cases, you know, almost all, they have a conference of the judges to discuss it. And if it's sent to conference, it means that somebody in that court is really considering taking the case. It's usually more than one judge. And sometimes what happens is you go to conference, and we're set up for May 16th for our conference day. And on both our cases and the other three as well. Usually what happens is that on the first conference, it's rare to get accepted, but it's also rare to get dismissed. So the odds are probably we're going to go to the conference. They'll probably know what they want to do, but they'll carry it over to another conference. And at that conference, they'll make a decision if they grant cert or not. Usually what happens is at the first conference, technique most of the time, go over the cases, and then before they actually take them and grant cert, they'll want their staff and their aides, their clerks, to to make sure there's nothing hidden in the background that's the reasons why the court shouldn't take the case. So then go do some due diligence of who the parties, what you know, what's it engaged in, aside from just the issue itself. So we're kind of excited because if you get picked, I mean, it's less than 1% of the cases that ever get, petitioned to cert at the Supreme Court ever gets taken. And it's probably only about 1% at best that they get to go to conference. So we're really excited about this because I think we're going to finally get a ruling from the Supreme Court on the two key issues that we're looking at in these cases, one being the so-called assault ban and two magazine capacity bans. And so the two cases we have there are the Illinois laws and the Maryland ones. And so I'm really kind of excited. And the Maryland one is a little unusual because what happened is we had Maryland before the court in conference before Bruin, the Bruin decision. And what happened is that when they ruled in favor of the Bruin decision for gun rights, they then reversed and remanded our case back down to the lower court in Maryland, the Bianchi case, to be reheard in light of the Bruin decision. And the lower court said they were still felt bound by, quote unquote, their appeals court. It went to the appeals court. The appeals court oral arguments looked very good in our favor. And some of the anti-gun judges in the circuit then pulled it from the appeals court before they could issue a ruling to try and hear it in bonk. And so we made an emergency motion to the Supreme Court to pull it away from the in bonk panel and just hear the case because it's already been there once. And by going to conference and not rejecting it out of hand means they're very seriously considering that. And that's really good news.
Okay, so I was writing some questions down for you as you were going through this information. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay careful attention here. Because the Maryland case was originally what we referred to as GVR'd, which was granted cert, vacated, and remanded back to the Fourth Circuit. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions before I get back to the big one on this one. But you said at least one justice is interested in taking the case, possibly more. Do we ever know who that justice is? Is that ever disclosed to us outside the Supreme Court?
No. That's behind closed door stuff at the Supreme Court. They don't make it public at all. I'm going to guess we have at least four judges that, quote unquote, wanted to go to conference. And it could be as high as six.
Yeah, my guess, and ladies and gentlemen, it's just my opinion, would be the conservative justices, maybe sans Roberts. But that's just my guess. Thomas, I would absolutely throw my money on that. So if it goes to conference, it is not granted cert, and then it is re-looked at. Would it be the same term?
Yes, because when at conference, what they do is they hold it over to the next conference, basically the next week. They're taking it May 16th, and these conferences run through June. So, once you're on the conference roller coaster, so to speak, the odds really have jumped up that the court's going to take the case. We don't have a guarantee on that. We all feel pretty good about it, considering the fact that there's 10 states and like 10 lawsuits around the country, or more dealing with this issue on banning so-called assault weapons and, limiting magazine capacity. I'm pretty sure that there's enough there reasons why the court should take this case. We may have to take one eventually, and the fact that they already have these five sitting there at a conference right now, I think they're probably all going to get consolidated and they're going to get taken. That's my guess, and that's my hope.
That's great news, and that brings me back to this is where I come full circle, because you mentioned that it's not unusual because they want the staff to do some research, make sure there's not going to be something that comes out later after they've granted cert. They want to make sure they're ducks in a row, quite frankly. But they're very familiar with the Maryland case. They've already GVR'd it once. Doesn't that put Maryland already way ahead of the game? And couldn't this be the time they do it? Or would they want to wait and see if they want to consolidate it with the other ones?
Well, I think that there's a good chance that so they could take one, they could take more, and hold the others until they rule on the first two. Okay. If they take any one of these, I don't think they're going to get rid of any of the five. They just may not have oral arguments on the five. knowing that one or two of these cases will impact all of it anyway. It might get kind of messy having five different sets of arguments at the Supreme Court. So they may not take them all, but that means that they hold them until they had a decision on whichever one or two they did take. The Maryland one, we were a little bit concerned about because it's an unusual procedure to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case before an en banc panel actually gets to rule. Right. But since we've already been there once, and the en banc panel basically told the appeals court, you already did oral arguments with Scoop, don't write a decision, we're stealing it from you. It gives the Supreme Court the impetus to steal it from the en banc panel.
Fascinating stuff, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back with Alan, I have one more follow-up question regarding the Maryland case that I think the answer will interest you as it will me as well. And we've got more to cram in with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We've got him for one more segment. Then guess who's coming up? John Adams is going to be here. How cool is that? We'll be right back. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back indeed. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today here in the Carr Firearms Group studios. Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center lit up for you. Sig Sauer, Mike on Fire, and Bud's Gun Shop presenting this hour of the broadcast. Of course, the whole production is brought to you by X Insurance. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. And we're going to be announcing a new one coming up in the next half of this hour. And you are going to love my guest, John Adams. This man is a wealth of information. His name is John Adams. What does that tell you? And boy, does he know his U.S. history. We're going to have a lot of fun with John. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome back, my friend. Again, happy birthday.
And same to you, Mark.
Thank you, sir. So let me. I want to go a little bit into the weeds here, just a tiny bit, but I want to stay focused on this Maryland case just briefly, only because it's got a little bit more history. But if a case, not Maryland, but a case is granted cert, how soon before we know that it's been granted and that it's going to go to oral arguments?
Well, example, the first conference is May 16th. Let's say they do take it on May 16th. You'd know right then that cert's granted and it's going and there's going to be oral arguments. The dates for the oral arguments may not get set on that day yet, but they'll come up fairly shortly as far as taking it. The arguments would then take place in the next October term. So sometime when they come back in session in October is when these cases that they're granting certs on now would be heard. And then you get that decision, sometime probably after the first of the year, probably closer to June.
Yeah, which normally happens with some of these big cases because this will be a big case. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We know that we're going to go to oral arguments, will happen in the next term. And then, well, about a year from now, we'll have our answer. And my follow up to that quickly is, should we or the other side be more concerned about the outcome of a quote unquote assault weapons ban case at this point, Alan? And I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this because I'm excited about them taking it. We want this case heard, don't we?
We sure do, and that's a very good question you're asking. I think the other side is a lot more concerned about it because, let's be honest, a lot of the lower courts have said the assault weapon bans are okay. If the Supreme Court is taking the Maryland case and the Illinois case, it's because they're not happy about the current ruling. And so if they take the case, the odds are that it's going to be overturned and the law is going to go bye-bye. So that's why we're really excited about it. And the other side is probably very concerned about it and not too happy, because if any of these cases win, it means these assault bans, magazine bans, and like roughly the 10 states that they exist in are going to bite the dust and gun rights are going to be restored. And SAF will be winning firearms freedom.
He cut out on the cell phone there, ladies and gentlemen. But what he said was SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, will be continuing to win lawsuits or win our firearms rights back one lawsuit at a time. So let's make this very clear. Cert is granted, ruling in our favor. They didn't care about the Bruin decision. What makes us think they're not going to continue the shenanigans going forward with a quote-unquote continued ignoring of the Supreme Court with the quote-unquote assault weapons ban? What are they going to do there? Is it going to tie us up in court for another 20 years?
Well, Mark, I think they're going to have a harder time this time because the court's going to come down a little bit harder, being more upset about trying to get around Bruin. And the Bruin decision really was, you know, about the right to carry. It wasn't about banning certain guns that they're still arguing are, you know, are dangerous and unusual, which they're not. Since the AR platform, as an example, is the most commonly owned rifle in America. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to try and get around it the same way. They might come along and try and say, okay, now we can't ban them, so what can we do to try and, you know, NFA them or something, you know, try something else? Or, will they go away? No, I don't think they're going to go away, but I think bans are going to be off the table.
Their creativity knows no boundaries, and I believe that came from you just a few months back on this program. Their creativity is quite astonishing, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to be here following it with you, and Alan is right here at the tip of the spear on Armed American Radio. We'll continue to let you know. That's 11 days from now, ladies and gentlemen, okay? 11 days from now. All right, let's go back to California real quick. More lack of cooperation from the communist government out there in the state of California. But SAF has filed a memorandum in the junior sports case over California's lack of cooperation. Can you fill us in on this one?
Yeah, we sort of won. This is where California has passed this law that, you know, banning First Amendment rights to advertise and talk about guns or educate about firearms if it might reach a minor, which is a chilling effect on the First Amendment, you know, to talk about your Second Amendment rights. We won the case in court, and California, on the other hand, is dragging their feet and not getting rid of the law off the books and not cooperating with the court. And so we filed a memorandum that the court should smack the state of California back for not complying with our victory.
So, again, California continuing, ladies and gentlemen, to play games. Hopefully, they feel the sting of a rolled-up copy of the Constitution in this case as well. And, Alan, this makes how much activity going on in California on behalf of SAF and other co-plaintiffs in some of these cases? What are we, up to 19 now or something crazy in California because they won't stop?
It might be 18 or 17 of our 59 cases we have nationally going on are all in the state of California. I lose track of it because it's really difficult when you have 59 cases you're tracking. And for your listeners, you know, most law firms don't have 59 cases actively in court at the same time. Actually, we're having so much litigation going on, keeping track of court dates and when motions have to be, you know, filed. It's quite a chore. And we're working with about 26 attorneys, I believe it is, across the nation to track all this and make sure that all the deadlines are met. And, of course, it's very costly.
Well, Alan, let's make that point. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very costly, and you can help us. And I say us because I'm a life member and I'm also a monthly contributor. You can do the same thing. Help us at the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee by joining us at SAF.org, SAF.org. It is $15 a year, ladies and gentlemen. A life membership is $150. Our producer, Greg, is a life member of Second Amendment Foundation as well. So help us out over there at Second Amendment Foundation. With the time that we have left, ATF continuing the shenanigans, very dangerous organization at this point. We saw what happened at the Bill and Hillary Clinton airport up in Arkansas. Man is dead. No one being held accountable. Second Amendment Foundation's investigative journalism reporter, Lee the Gun Writer Williams, frequent guest on my daily show. South Carolinian faced 115 years in prison until ATF admitted they got the wrong man. Alan, what are we going to do about the ATF? People are asking me this question every single day.
You're not the only one they're asking. I get questions on this every day. I also get complaints about ATF like every day. Ever since the Biden administration's new director of ATF has been, you know, installed, it seems like the ATF is running wilder and wilder and wilder day by day. We're now getting more complaints about ATF actions against gun dealers and gun owners than we've ever gotten before. And, of course, a lot of times their databases, are wrong and incompetent and, you know, leadership. People get accused, like this man in South Carolina, being accused of dealing in firearms and drugs, for that matter, when he never was. And then, they had him locked up for a while. He finally got out. They realized, hey, we do have the wrong guy, and we had to let him go. But let's see if he gets any restitution.
Yeah, good luck with that. Alan Gottlieb, we never have time to get to everything, but we'll cover it with you next week. Thank you for everything that you do at Second Amendment Foundation. Happy birthday to you, my dear friend, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When we come back, John Adams. This is going to be a great conversation. 4 minutes from now, don't go away.
Of Reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Wow, what an incredibly informative two segments with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We learn something new from Alan every single week when he is on the show, and he's been a participant on this program for nearly a decade. We love him to death. There is nobody in America more plugged in to what is going on in the nation's courtrooms regarding your right to keep and bear arms than the great Alan Gottlieb. So please, ladies and gentlemen, join us at SAF.org. These cases are not free. And as Alan said, the motto over at SAF is winning firearms freedoms back one lawsuit at a time. And we can't do it without you. So please help us out there. Like I said, an annual membership is only $15, and it goes a long way. Trust me. Join the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us that are fighting in the courtrooms across the country and help Alan out every single day. Okay, so next guest coming up, and looking forward to this for a while, been teasing it on the daytime show for a little bit, LibertyCigars.com founder John Adams joins us right now. What an amazing story, what an amazing product, what an amazing individual with an amazing history. John, welcome to the program. I had a lot of fun teasing it on social media. Joining us is John Adams, the man himself. John Adams. Wow. My father said, is that his real given name or did he change his name? So I'll just ask you that question.
Yeah, I will say this about that. I am a poor substitute for the real John Adams and his son. So I'll just take the name. But his sixth great grandfather is my 12th great grandfather. So we're kind of like cousins along with Sam and the gang.
That's cool. Greg in Dallas, did you hear that? That's cool.
That's cool.
That's very cool. So, John Adams, you have blood there, the bloodline. That is really neat. So you have founded a company, and I can't wait to talk about this. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just, if you're watching on your screens, the pictures don't go well over the radio, but let me just show you what I have in my hands here. And I've got several of John's products here. I'm holding up some of these amazing cigars, and they are incredible. They're not only great cigars, but they're works of art, and they tell the American story from its inception. John, let's talk about, obviously, you have a lineage there. What started you with Liberty Cigar, and the history behind it and where you're going is quite cool. Tell us about it, because we're real proud to be partnered up with you.
Well, thank you for that. Happy birthday, by the way. Is it Alan's birthday as well?
Friday was Alan's birthday, so yeah, okay. There you go.
What an auspicious day. May the 5th. There's lots of stuff that happened on that day in addition to your birthday. Certainly none is as momentous as your birthday, but certainly it's a great day. We were adopting our son in Vietnam. I'll shorten the story, but the towers were hit. We were there on September 11th. We were adopting a little boy in Vietnam. He's a senior at Georgia Tech now. He's literally going to be a rocket scientist. He graduates next year.
Wow.
Incredible young man. But they hit the towers. We came back to the hotel, and everybody was crying. We didn't know what happened. We thought one of the babies had gotten hurt or something, and they told us what happened. And I went upstairs to try to find out what was going on in the world, and I saw a European feed. I don't even know which one it was. And they interviewed a guy from, I don't know if he was from lower Alabama or middle of Pennsylvania or whatever, but he was definitely a blue collar guy. And he made this statement that gives me chills every time I say it. He said, "Those boys don't understand. We don't live in America. America lives in us." And so I made a vow that I was going to tell America's magnificent story as loudly as I could and in as many different ways that I could in order to maintain the spirit of liberty inside our bosom, so to speak. So I was just sitting around a campfire smoking a cigar, telling one of those obscure American stories that I have the habit of telling, and it just hit me that I needed to honor each of these stories with their own cigar. So all the cigars honor seminal people and events in American history, and each cigar actually mirrors the personality of the one that we honor. So George Washington is big and bold like he was. Madison, who was 5 foot two and weighed 100 pounds barely, he has a diminutive cigar, a little Robusto, and he had a mild disposition but a complex nature, and we replicated that in his blend. So we try to do that with every single cigar. In some cases, we actually match their blends. In the case of Herbert Hoover and right, JFK, right. We got pretty close.
Well, people don't realize that the history between the two goes way back. You know, at one point, Washington said, if you can't bring these supplies, at least bring tobacco, right?
That was a letter to the Continental Congress. He said, if you can't send money, send tobacco. Yeah, that's
correct.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. So let me just say this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're at a place you can do this safely while we're talking with John, I want you to visit libertycigars.com. If you're like me, I enjoy a cigar. I've enjoyed cigars most all of my adult life. Coming from Tampa, of course, John, you know the history there. It's Cigar City, USA. And
absolutely.
I have been fortunate to have enjoyed some of the finest cigars ever rolled from the island down in Cuba and beyond. And I bought a box from you when we got to talking last week from the Washington Commander series. And it was the collector's box set. And ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening on AM 920 or you're living in and around the Atlanta area, they deliver those to you. And they delivered the cigars to me a week ago Friday at about 8 p.m. It was crazy. But the collector's box showed up. And I got to tell you, John, the presentation here was the single best boxed presentation I have ever seen. It was the
wow.
Siege of Yorktown inside, the wrap, everything. I didn't even want to open it because I saw the pictures of what it looked like inside. But I had to try the product. I was with a neighbor. We just were just in awe of this amazing product. Ladies and gentlemen, visit libertycigar.com and take a look at the product that we're talking about. So how do you go forward telling the story? Because it's not just the founders. You're moving into other aspects of American history with this amazing product.
Right. So we have the founders, obviously. That was our first collection. Then we did the Washington Commander series for the Army. We've got a Naval series as well that has John Paul Jones and Oliver Hazard Perry and Stephen Decatur. And we'll eventually, I think this October is when we launch the Marine series. We have the Black Soldiers of the Revolutionary War series coming out. We have the Presidential series. We make them for the White House. Doesn't matter who's president. We've been doing it for a decade now. And typically they'll do the Christmas ornament every year, and we'll do a companion cigar that goes with it. So the last Trump cigar was the JFK, which mirrored the JFK ornament that they put out every year. So that picture of me, that's not as flattering as I'd hope, but on your website there, that's me at the Stephen Decatur House right there across from the White House. We were unveiling the Stephen Decatur cigar then.
Yeah, and what you can't see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching us on your television sets, is I had to kind of blow that picture up, but in front of John is an array of product on a table in front of you, right? And I just want to make that clear that if I didn't blow that up, we wouldn't really be able to see. It would have been kind of a small blur. But and by the way, you look awesome in the photo. You have nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat, make John feel better and tell him how awesome he looks. It is John Adams, after all, we're talking about here. Come on, give me a break, guys. So,
well, my wife thinks I look like Otis from the Andy Griffith Show, you know, after a bender. So, but I appreciate you being kind to me.
Well, I will disagree with your wife publicly. I apologize, Mrs. Adams. I don't think that's the case at all. But your knowledge of the history of the country is fascinating. You and I had a Zoom call and subsequent phone calls in preparation of your appearance here today. And I'm just astounded by your knowledge. So obviously your lineage has something to do with your patriotism and your love for this great country. Can you tell us about it?
Well, I didn't even know I was related, and I'm distantly related. I'm not a direct descendant of John Adams. I'm a cousin at best, but I had a fifth grade teacher who I think it was fifth period, whenever it was, we went in and we would write out a part of the Declaration of Independence each time we went into class, and then she would explain the meaning of it. at the end of it, she soaked our papers in lemon juice and then got a Bunsen burner and turned it into an old document. And I kept that thing. I think my mother still has that thing.
Hey, John, that music means we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. And we've got a special discount for you, Armed American Radio listeners. Great product, great story, phenomenal story. More with John Adams when we come back after the break to close out the first hour of the broadcast. We'll be right back with John.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, Mike Gallagher, a true patriot as well, and he does believe in this program, and we believe in Mike. Mike, thank you for the rejoin. Appreciate it. And for the birthday mentioned last week that we played on the air. Thanks for sending that. The Mike Gallagher Show. You can listen to Mike every day, Salem Radio Network, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and you can do the math in between. Welcome back to the Carr Firearms Group studios with me, Mark Walters. 6 hour Mike fired up for you. Hundreds of radio stations tuned in across the nation, coming to you from the Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center. Again, this hour brought to you by Bud's Gun Shop, and of course, X Insurance presents it all of it, every single week. You can find all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. One of those new partners, of course, is Liberty Cigars. And we're talking with John Adams, the founder of Liberty Cigars. John, welcome back. So let's just go ahead and tell folks now, you got a special deal with us at AAR. Ladies and gentlemen, pay careful attention here because this is a phenomenal product that is something that if you are a cigar smoker, you're going to want a box of these. I can promise you that. Of each of the collections, or just a cigar from each of the collections, they're incredible. And the collection is growing every single month. John, what's the what do Armed American Radio listeners get from us here? Because this is cool stuff. I love it.
Yeah. So just simply at checkout, enter the AAR code, the letters, AAR, and get free Lafayette cigar with any order of $76 or more. And Lafayette is one of those characters that I just pray people study. He was one of the most extraordinary human beings to ever live, and he served the American cause as well as anybody. And I want people to explore his life. It's the most fascinating life of somebody that most people don't know or know very little about, I should say.
John, this is one of these cool things where you can go to your website and actually learn a lot about American history on your About page. Not just the cigar, ladies and gentlemen, but you can learn a lot about American history. Tell us a little bit about Lafayette. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the 76, I'm sure, is not coincidental.
No, not at all. That's the price of the Theodore Roosevelt box, which is nice. Lafayette, he had a good friend who happened to be an English philosopher. Some people may know him as John Stuart Mill. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said he was not the influence of genius nor even of talent, but his was the influence of a heroic character. And if you look at all the great men and women in history, that is the common thread, is a heroic character. It doesn't take genius or talent. It just takes a heroic character, someone full of courage. As Andrew Jackson said, one man with courage makes a majority, and that is no more true with anyone but Lafayette. Lafayette was the most courageous person. If you understand his life and see what he did, it's just extraordinary. So that's why I picked the Lafayette cigar to go to have people enjoy, because I wanted them to spend a little bit of time with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to check this product out. And again, I want to remind you from the website, they were farmers, doctors, and booksellers. They were from all walks of life. Their common bond was a love of liberty. For this, they were willing to die. They were Washington's warriors. And you can find all of these amazing cigars. This product is incredible. The presentation is unlike anything I've ever seen. The aroma opening the box was second to none, John, and I mean that. We talked about
it
last week. LibertyCigars.com, ladies and gentlemen. John, let's move into the future here. This is a story, the American story is a story that our kids are losing. My kids aren't, but a younger generation is, and we're seeing that on full display at universities across this country today. Does that sadden you? There you just answered my question. I said, does it sadden you at the exact same time you said it breaks your heart? Tell us.
It breaks my heart. And we've got an excellent opportunity coming up with the semi-quincentennial coming up, the 250th anniversary of all the seminal events in American history. The Boston Tea Party was this past December 16th. And we're actually putting out a series for each one of these things. Each will have a booklet that actually describes the event in as much detail as you would want. There's a summary in the beginning if you just have a few minutes, but everything I do is designed to be read in the time that it takes to smoke that particular cigar. So the George Washington's a 3-hour smoke, so that, it's a big booklet. But Hamilton's a little shorter. We've got to instill. I mentioned heroic character in just a minute ago to describe Lafayette. That's what I'm hoping to distill and instill in these folks. I'm so desperate to do it. It's going to take all of us. Lafayette proved it over and over again. His dedication to the cause of liberty put his wealth, his life at risk several times. He was imprisoned. His wife's sister and mother and grandmother were murdered during the French Revolution for his beliefs. He paid a huge price for our liberty, and we need to understand the gravity of it so that we don't lose it. And there's no better example than those who started it all. I remember interviewing some World War II vets who were sort of put off by the moniker that they were the greatest generation. They always said, we were fighting because the greatest generation was the first generation that created this wonderful country. That's mm-hmm. what we were fighting for. So we need to remember these folks. So that's where you start. That's the North Star, if you will.
Yeah, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington cigar he's talking about, you said it's a 3-hour cigar. It's so big, it won't fit in my humidor in the studio. It had to go into my humidor in the house. That's how big it is. Now, I have another one. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. It's that big, but I'm holding up here now. This is the Trump one with the, and this is what I guess would be like a double Toro maybe, but it's got the famous Trump mugshot on it, John.
It's a Gordo, yeah.
It's a big Gordo. It's a beautiful, beautiful cigar, the Hamilton here. And I'll use a fancy word for most people who might not know him, but Liero. And it's not quite a torpedo, but boy, oh boy, is this thing absolutely beautiful.
And it's also perfecto, here,
it's a perfecto. And then the green, which I guess is about a Churchill, maybe.
Yep.
And then another one about a Toro, and that is the Lafayette, which I have right here in my hands, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cigar, if you're watching, this is the cigar you will get if you buy, at least spend $76. And I would highly recommend you do that as a gift. They're perfect. And we're proud to be partnered up with you, John. Great stuff and a great cause, no doubt about it. John, can we get it back with what you're witnessing in this country today? Can we get it back?
It's going to take a nation full of people that have learned and trained themselves to have a heroic character. I think people in the past have been waiting for somebody else to solve the problems, and the saviors are ourselves, and that's how these people in the beginning looked at it. They were a small band of folks, clever as they were, smart as they were courageous more than anything else, and that's really what it's going to take. And the good news for us is there is an example right in front of us, just in a history book, in our houses probably, but certainly at the library or on the internet. Just look at people like Daniel Morgan that you have in your collection there. Just he was the original Clint Eastwood. Brave, had his mouth shot off, had 500.
He's gone already.
He's gone.
He's gone already. I'm gonna have to reorder another collection, which I will be doing this week. John, you and I will be talking probably tomorrow, by the way. I want to thank you for being here, and I'm so looking forward to working with you, ladies and gentlemen. It's real simple. Just visit libertycigars.com and support John and his. What a beautiful way to get the story of America out to people who need it today desperately more than ever. And how bad do we need it? Neil McCabe is going to be here to talk about a very disturbing poll from Rasmussen that was just out, and it ran on the drugged report as a headline. In fact, I believe it still is today. John Adams, thank you for being here, my friend. Looking forward to working with you. Thanks for partnering up with Armed American Radio. We will be back at 6 minutes after for hour two with Neil McCabe. Don't go away.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.